Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is episode 40 from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of September 24th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. September 24th. Screwtape observes, "Men are not angered by mere misfortune, but by misfortune conceived as injury." From The Screwtape Letters, Part 21, first published in The Guardian on September 19, 1941. Also available in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 21. September 25th. "We must both, I'm afraid, recognize that as we grow older, we become like old cars. More and more repairs and replacements are necessary. We must look forward to the fine new machines, latest resurrection model, which are waiting for us, we hope, in the divine garage." From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated September 30th, 1958. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. September 26th. Screwtape complains, "Everything has to be twisted before it's any use to us devils." From The Screwtape Letters, Part 22, first published in The Guardian on September 26th, 1941. Also in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 22. September 27th. "Really great moral teachers never do introduce new moralities. It's quacks and cranks who do that." From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 3, entitled Social Morality. First a BBC talk on September 27th, 1942. September 28th. "Christianity was never intended to replace or supersede the ordinary human arts and sciences. It is rather a director which will set them all to do the right jobs, and a source of energy which will give them all new life, if only they will put themselves at its disposal." From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 3, entitled Social Morality. First a BBC talk on September 27th, 1942. September 29th. "You never know how much you really believe anything until its truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death to you." From A Grief Observed, Chapter 2, published September 29th, 1961. September 30th. "What I want is a straight fight between the new morality and that of the law." From Sex and Literature, an essay in Present Concerns. First published in The Sunday Telegraph on September 30th, 1962. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, When you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic, where you can submit questions. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.